this pilot.
Oh, I apologise profusely. There was probably something else that rhymes with kids there that could have killed them.
There's...
No, there's not.
No, there's
Turns
not.
Out
no,
that's
no,
what
no,
it is.
Not, not to clear. Hello and welcome to the podcast, the only podcast in the world that has the stamina to keep asking the question, can we add Arnie? And I can tell you right now, we most certainly can. Hello, Corey Sutton.
Hello, Alan Oldworth. It is good to be back for another episode of Can We Add Arnie?
Yep, the question that needs to be answered. And today's movie, it is a doozy. It is a movie from M. Night Shyamalan, which is fun to say.
Very great name. M. Night Shyamalan-ding-dong.
The movie is Signs, because The Sixth Sense would have been too easy.
Yeah, it was his take on like a sci-fi alien movie.
Yep.
Mads respect. Probably, dare I say, the last good movie that Shyamalan made.
Yeah, I don't... I'll tell you what, this movie's going to get a whole lot better when we get Arnie.
He's got a reputation of making confusing movies at the, you know, at the best of times.
This wasn't so confusing.
No, it was pretty straightforward.
Yeah, aliens come, aliens leave. In between, they annoy Mel Gibson and his family on a farm.
Which I think is a fantastic plot point.
This kind of plays with the whole, like, believing in God aspect as well, with the whole end of it. Like, things happen for a reason.
Yeah.
Which is one way to justify your wife dying, I suppose. Someone should check on M. Night, see how he's going, because that seems pretty hectic topic to cover, really. No?
He's tackling the big questions, Alan.
That's true. If my wife died, would there be a reason if there was an alien invasion? The answer is, of course there is.
I like to think that if my wife died,
yeah,
hopefully she won't.
Yeah, I'll back that in.
The first thing that I would do to seek solace
would
be watch Signs by M. Night Shyamalan. This one's for you, baby.
I think my wife left in her will that I'm not allowed to watch that movie after.
That's a shame.
I have to become a reverend. I have to reverse the role of Signs. I'm so sorry. Now, this is a movie, in case you're unaware, 2002, but you know what? You've got the synopsis. I'll let you handle it, Corey.
Okay, Signs is a 2002 science fiction thriller directed by M. Night Shyamalan. The film follows a former reverend, Graham Hess, played by Mel Gibson. Fellow Aussie, actually.
Don't associate me with Mel Gibson.
It's the first time we've kind of had an Aussie on the show in a way.
Kind of. I mean, Sam Neill, Jurassic Park.
That's true.
But he's a Kiwi. Yeah, you're right. I mean, but do we want this one of all the ones?
Of all the Aussies.
Of all the Aussies.
Anyway, this Aussie discovers mysterious crop circles on his farm, signaling extraterrestrial presence.
Yeah.
As worldwide reports of alien sightings increase, Hess struggles with his faith and protects his family, including his asthmatic son.
Well, that's important.
Played by Rory Culkin.
How many Culkins are there?
Nine?
Is it three
or nine?
Well, okay, they're two very wildly different numbers. One of them they can fit in a normal car. The other one, it's a bus.
No, I was thinking of the Cage family. Nicolas Cage comes from nine.
Okay.
Sorry, maybe it is three or four.
Are you sure it's not 12? Oh, no, I was thinking of the Brady Bunch. I'm so sorry. I always mix them up.
It's easy. Wait, maybe it was 101. No, those are Dalmatians.
No. Oh, yeah. No, you're absolutely
easy
right.
Easy to get the Colton family and 101 Dalmatians mixed
so
up.
True. Wait, maybe it was 102. Oh, no, wait a second. Now I'm mixing up with the sequel to 101 Dalmatians.
Yeah. Wait, hold on.
Uh-huh.
Was it 300? No, wait, I'm thinking of 300, the movie, 300 okay. Spuns.
Oh, okay. Well,
there's not 300 Colkins.
I don't know. Has anyone done a head count?
We'll get right on that.
Okay, well, that's it. We're going to add that to our list of things to do today. But continue reading.
His asthmatic son and young daughter, Morgan, is it? Yes. Tension escalates as the family contends with unexplained phenomena and the unknown intentions of the alien visitors. Shyamalan skillfully builds suspense, blending sci-fi with psychological drama, ultimately delivering a thought-provoking exploration of faith and fear.
I didn't hate it. I don't think you loved it. I didn't hate it. I was expecting it to be a lot worse than it was.
Yeah, I think I was pretty harsh on this one.
Yeah.
I'd never seen it before. I knew when it came out back in 2002, I had a bunch of like older kind of friends who all saw it and said it was the scariest thing they've ever seen.
Oh, see, that hype's not going to help.
No, and I kind of like, I think I was dissecting it after I'd finished it and thought it was not great. But my wife then said to me, she was like, if you don't watch this after I die, then... No, what she actually said was like, at the time in 2002, it probably did carry a little bit more weight because it was, you know, early days of effects and I guess
true.
The horror. And I feel like that argument doesn't really stand up, but I got to give it some sort of credence.
75% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I say I enjoyed it. I think the Rotten Tomato way the system works is it's like the percentage of people who enjoyed the movie.
Yeah.
So I guess I would be in that 75% going, yeah, I guess I enjoyed it, but I would still give it like a 5.5 out of 10.
It's one of those rare horrors where they actually try to find an ending as well. You know, like so most of the time they just go, well, I guess that's unexplained.
Yeah.
And everyone leaves and you're like, oh.
It did have like certain levels of where they do kind of explain something with a sentence.
Yeah.
Which I found quite frustrating where it was like he just turns on the radio in the morning and finds out that the aliens were defeated because they discovered something primitive in the Middle East. And it was like just a 24-hour period or less.
Yeah.
And it's just explained off-screen. And
yeah.
And he's like, oh, it's all good. While you were asleep, we solved it as humans.
Yeah.
I'm like, no. Nah,
don't you know. Hate it when that happens?
I do. Often I wake up.
Oh, man.
If I wake up and I find out that they've, like, cured cancer or something, I'll be like, guys, why didn't you wake me? I wanted to be a part of it.
Oh, filthy. Absolutely filthy. Now, there's so many things to talk about with this movie. And yes, it did come out in 2002. And yes, this isn't a new thought. However, it does need to be said. Why would aliens invade a planet that is 2/3 of the planet is covered with water when they are afraid of water?
Great question. I think that was really hard as well, watching the movie knowing the twist.
Oh, did you know it?
So I knew about the
is
water before
the
going.
Twist? Is that a twist?
I feel like that is the only twist, isn't
no,
it?
There's no other twist, but I just mean, is that a twist? But we don't know. They're not like, you know, they don't like water.
It's foreshadowed throughout the film.
Because she just leaves glasses of water everywhere, which is very similar to my wife, who maybe she's seen signs and maybe she is preparing for an alien invasion.
Oh, your wife sounds weird.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. She's actually a Culkin.
One of 300.
One of 300, which is pretty exciting. Now, look, where are we going to put Arnie in this movie? There is a lot of roles. Not literally, because there's not really that many roles, but there's a lot of roles that he could actually pop into.
I think the first thing that popped into my mind, because sometimes we try to create a role for him, I think what we're about to do now is kind of like create a role for him, but also just expand on a role that was only briefly illustrated in the film.
Okay.
And it's when we meet a general of the army.
Yeah, random scene. They're trying to show that it's a small town, and then there's a random army guy there recruiting people.
And Joaquin Phoenix is like, maybe I could go into the army.
Yeah, why not? Let's go to the army. Then he says something about, oh, you play baseball so well, you should have women sucking your toes. And I'm like, sorry, who directed this movie, Quentin Tarantino?
Oh, I just think there should be more toes in this film.
I just want to see some more toes. These aliens. How about aliens, but with toes? Get out of here.
What about an alien that is all toes?
All toes. It's a toesy alien. And maybe it's like scared of me. No, easy, Quentin. This isn't your movie. Now, I love the idea of Arnie as the army general. It makes sense. I think they had the same haircut, if I'm being real.
They probably would have.
So you imagine Joaquin Phoenix, and he's greeted by an army general, and hello.
Hi, I'm here to. I need to sign up.
Yeah, yeah. What do you want to do? You want to join the army corps?
Well, I've been working in a gas station, and then I had to leave because my brother's wife died.
What does that have to do with you? Did you kill her?
No, I didn't. I didn't kill her. I'm looking for.
See, another killer. Scratch. My little notes here, don't mind them.
What are you writing?
Girly man doesn't know how to kill.
What do you mean, girly man?
All right, what else do you want to do for me? You want to be in the army?
I want to be in the army. I think I need a new career change.
Yeah, so what do you do now besides cry about your dead friend's wife?
Well, I didn't really know. Friend, no, it was brother.
Oh, sorry, I wasn't really listening.
Okay.
Okay, go on.
So I just think that I'm lacking some direction. I'm lacking some discipline.
Yeah, discipline is what you need to be in the army.
And so I think that's the army is a good option for me. Did I mention I played baseball in high school?
Oh, I love baseball. What did you do in the baseball?
I think I was a pitcher.
I'm pretty sure you were a hitter as well.
Yeah.
That's kind of your main thing, I'm pretty sure. Actually, I recognize you. Did you hit a ball really, really hard one time and break a world record?
Yes, and I also missed a bunch as well.
Ah, you son of a bitch, I knew it. So I'm just writing my notes here. Lacks killing instincts, but loves hitting things.
Yeah.
These are all good things.
I could be part of the army and I could hit things in these countries that you choose to invade.
Absolutely. Now, I'm just a small town army recruiter man. And I just want to know if you were going to be in my army, can you be trained?
What do you mean trained?
Like, will you do what I tell you to do?
Yeah.
Take off your shoes. Take off your shoes. It's not weird.
Okay, hold on.
I'm your general right now.
There you go.
You need foot. Yeah. Take off the socks.
What do you mean, take off the
just
socks?
Just take off the socks. It's not weird.
Okay, I'm going
to... Just do it. You know how to follow instructions?
There you go, sir. There you go, sir. Yeah, yes,
good.
Sir.
They're good feet.
Okay.
I just need to make sure that you're not flat-footed, of course, for the army.
Okay, well, this feels a little weird.
Maybe walk up and down. Show me that you're not flat-footed.
Okay, well, there you go. There's my walk. Yeah, there's my gait. Good. If you will,
maybe longer strides.
Okay, longer strides. I can do that. I can. Yes, sir. Sir, yes, sir.
Oh, that's good training. I like this. This is good. It's good.
I'm a little bit confused. What the feet has got to
do
with this?
Wait, one second. I've got something in my fridge. 1 second. Yeah, this is good. Here's a piece of butter. Put it between your toes.
Okay.
It's not weird.
It's getting very weird
now.
It's
not weird.
I'm a little bit uncomfortable with this. Uh-huh. I don't think the army's for me.
No, it's for you perfectly. Why don't you just put the butter on your feet?
No, I'm not going to do that. No. This is feeling very... Have you ever watched Pulp Fiction?
No.
It probably came out about 6 or 8 years ago.
No, I've never seen it.
Directed by a guy called Quentin Tarantino.
Oh, I know him. He's very good.
Yeah, you know him.
He's in one of my Facebook groups.
Why did you just take a photo of my feet?
It doesn't matter.
No, it does matter. That's my feet.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It was a selfie.
I'm a little bit confused now.
All right, you can leave now. Leave your socks.
No, I'm going to take the socks with me.
Leave the socks.
I'm going to take the socks with me.
Okay.
I'm going to start reporting you to you. Uh-huh. Who's your commander?
No one. Don't worry about it.
All right, this is a baseball bat.
Oh, Jesus.
You give me that photo or I hit you. No one.
Why don't you kick me instead?
Okay, we're done.
No. I can see the play out.
Arnie, a bit of a foot fetish creep.
Yeah, just a little bit. I mean, that's him really having to act in this one. But Arnie, you know what? He's not afraid of an acting role, you know?
Can you imagine, like, telling Arnie, like, hey, so your character, Arnie, has a foot fetish in this movie?
Yeah, I don't know how you would take that. You'd just be like, what?
A foot fetish.
A foot fetish.
Yes. I'm going to get someone who does understand this kind of thing.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second. Hey, Quentin Tarantino.
Oh, no, I don't want him near me. I don't want him near me.
Hi, Arnie. Quentin Tarantino. No. Yeah. I just want to talk to you about feet.
No. Because... We've been through this every single time. You can't keep my socks. You're freak.
I'm just saying, I really think that in order for this character to really develop, you need to really dig deep into what it means to have a foot fetish.
Well, it's 2002, and I'm pretty sure The Sixth Day came out around now. And I definitely don't want to make that. So I'll do it. Here's my feet. You may massage them.
Oh!
Don't know why we quickly got there. Now, something else I think is worth acknowledging as well is the whole setup to why our reverend is so sad. Well, former reverend, his wife dies.
Yeah, it's...
We learn more as the movie goes on. We have flashback scenes consistently through the whole movie.
And they slowly piece it together that his wife was tragically killed going on a walk.
She was going on a nice little stroll.
A little bit of a stroll out in the Pennsylvania countryside when she is killed by a sleepy driver, I believe.
He has a little napsy poo.
A little bit of napsy poo and then a whoopsie doo.
A whoopsie doo.
When he crushes her and pins her against a tree.
Yep. Now... It's a harrowing moment where she's still alive randomly for like what appears a really long time.
Yeah, it's clearly like I don't understand how the human body works.
No, we're not doctors, believe it or not. Shocking. Right now, everyone has stopped the podcast and gone, what?
Why am I listening to these guys if they aren't going to give me unsolicited medical advice?
Oh, no, we're going to do that. We just want to clarify, we are not doctors. But when a car crashes into a woman, pinning her against a tree, she will live up to 5 hours.
You get a lot out of her.
You get a lot out of her.
Have a conversation.
Plot points.
it was mighty impressive. And she barely looked hurt.
She wasn't hurt at all.
Lying on the bonnet.
Until she died.
So what you're saying is you would like to see...
Yeah,
Arnie somehow involved in that scene.
Yeah. Now, how do you see Arnie in that scene? Because there's three characters. You got the serious, sad cop.
Yeah.
Which makes sense in the situation.
Mm-hmm.
You got Mel Gibson, former reverend, and you got the dying wife. Where are we putting Arnie in that scenario? Unless he's the car. But this isn't a Pixar movie.
Broom, broom. I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry. Oh, don't worry about it. Who said that? It's me, the tree.
Don't forget to get Rusty's. Rusty's oil.
I think him being the reverend in that scenario, we'll come back to it, but I feel like for now I want to just put this in here because it's such a pinnacle scene, you know?
Mm, mm.
Oh my God, honey. Honey. Honey.
Oh.
Talk to me.
Oh, is that you, Graham?
Or, yeah, it's me. How are you? I'm very sad.
Oh, why are you sad, honey?
Oh, I'm sad because I don't know if you know this, but your internal organs are over there.
Over
and you're being crushed by a car right now.
Yeah, I can see my intestine wrapped around that radiator.
They said that if we move this car,
mm-hmm.
you're going to die.
I'm really struggling, honey. I'm scared.
But the thing is, mm-hmm. you're in a no parking zone, and I really don't need a ticket right now.
Okay.
But I'm willing to ignore it, because I love you.
It seems like they might waive it because of the circumstances. Hello there, ladies. I just want to know I'm a parking inspector.
No. Could this day get any worse? First, my wife is dying, and now I'm going to get a ticket. No.
Now, I understand that you've got your car legally parked here against this tree. And...
Well, I didn't park it. It was that man over there, M. Night Shyamalan. Come on, man. What are you crying for?
He is in no fit condition.
He's just a little sleepy.
No. He is in no fit condition to be able to service this fine, so I'm going to have to direct my... level of inquiry.
Can't you see?
Reference.
I'm talking to my dying wife right now.
Parking officer, please. I'm pinned against this.
And by wife,
ma'am, I'm just going to have to cut you off there. This isn't appropriate.
By wife, of course, I meant Bill Clinton.
I just wanted to confirm I did not have sexual relations with that young lady.
Oh, don't let that be your last words. It looks so guilty. Say something else. Maybe you want to talk about my brother as your last words, and that won't eat me up inside at all.
Oh, little Meryl.
Oh, no.
How is little Meryl?
Classic Meryl, just doing what Meryl does.
Oh, he could swing a bat.
Certainly could.
He had good-looking toes, too. I never told you that.
No, not another one of these motherfuckers.
No, I must insist, we need to service this fine.
Okay,
because this is an illegally parked car.
How much is the fine?
It's going to be about $600.
$600?
Honey, that's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
We've got that kind of money.
Wait, what if I just move the car now?
Well, you could move the car now, but it probably would mean that your wife will... immediately pass away.
No, but am I going to get the ticket?
Well, if you move the car now, you're not going to get the ticket. So the way I see it, you got two options. You've got move the car, don't get a ticket, yep. or you don't move the car, and we fine you. I mean, in one of the scenarios, your wife will die.
Mm-hmm.
The one where you move the car. Honey, please.
Yeah, but the $600, honey. I love you so much, but $600 is a lot of money for a struggling maize farmer.
Honey, mm-hmm. I don't want to die yet. I still want to keep talking a little.
Yeah, but you're probably going to die. Also, the Epstein Island stuff's pretty confronting. And I don't think I want to hear much more about that.
I just wanted to say I still did not have sexual relations.
Okay, all right. I'm getting in the car now.
Sir, you made the right call. We just want to say that... you got a flat tire and a taillight out. That's still going to be $600.
Ah, no! This tire is so bad! No! That played out exactly how I imagined it. And Bill Clinton can act.
Man, I can't believe that they got him in that film, really.
Yeah, it was an interesting choice, but I think it works. Now, there's lots of other roles that are worth acknowledging as well. Let's talk about Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin, Graham's brother Meryl. I took forever in this movie to work out what his real name was.
Like, what do you mean?
Was it Merle? Was it Meryl? Was it Merle?
I have no idea. But every time I see him... I see Johnny Cash.
Yeah, from Walk the Line.
Walk the Line. And I just pictured him breaking out to song at any minute, you know?
I see the aliens coming.
They're coming through the maze.
I haven't seen the cornfields, but look at my gaze.
I've got a bat I'm hitting, and I'm raising my brother's kids.
Really do hope that they do not die of... SIDS. Oh, gosh.
wow. Of all the places to go during an alien invasion, that's where you go. Interesting choice. Also, they're not babies.
Oh, I apologize profusely. There was probably something else that rhymes with kids there that could have killed them.
There's...
No, there's not.
No, there's
Turns
not.
Out
no,
that's
no,
what
no,
it is.
Not. You're clear. You're absolutely clear. Yeah, but every time I saw him with the scar on his lip and everything, I
did he have a scar on his lip?
He has a little bit of a scar on his lip. I think that's his natural scar on his lip.
Oh, natural scar.
Yeah.
So they didn't explain that.
Well, no, it's not the Joker. Like, because all these different reasons. You want to know how I got these scars?
Yeah, I do. I do actually want to know. I'm just doing a little bit of inquiry.
Well, no,
it's me, the general again.
It's a scar.
Yeah, I know.
I
know. I just wanted to talk about these scars. Where'd you get the scars?
Well, one day I got home and I was cooking, and I decided when I was cooking, instead of using a spoon, I used a knife.
Okay.
And then I thought I'd, after making my delicious chocolate cake, lick the spoon. But as I told you, it was a knife.
Okay, so you licked the knife.
Silly old me. I got these scars.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so that's how you got the scars. Tell me about your cornfield. You were cooking corn, yeah?
Or cake? No, cake. Cake.
Okay.
Corn cake. That's how I got these scars.
Okay, so we're doing a little bit of exploring as well. I understand that you're interested in the army, which is good. You do seem a little psychotic, though. I don't know if you're going to pass the test.
Oh, come on. Let me in there. I'll make you a cake.
Okay, well, I think the other privates will be happy with cake.
Uh-huh.
As long as you don't show them your privates, which I don't know why I brought that up.
Mm.
I'm a general who talks a little bit too much anyway.
No, I get it. Can I have my shoes back?
Yeah. No, I'm not done with them yet. Okay, here you go. I just got one more question. Has anyone ever told you look a lot like Johnny Cash?
I never heard that before. Wow. Thank you so much.
Anyway. I'm going to go now.
Please do. Leave my shoes. Don't take them. I need them. Wow. All right.
Nonetheless, so you're saying that you would like to see Arnie in the role of...
I don't know what role he was there.
Of Meryl?
He just keeps coming back for us. He makes me nervous. Another part of the movie I want to bring up, only because I just saw it, and it's probably a nothing scene to most people, but there's a part where the dog pees inside before the dog goes crazy, and the kid has to, like, stab it in the throat with a stick that they just
kind
of
go... Brave kid.
Brave kid. Protects his sister. Great. You know, good on him. But the dog pees inside. Mel Gibson, like, starts wiping up with a paper towel, doing a terrible job. And then the cop arrives, and he's like, oh, I'll just grab this paper towel after he's done a terrible job. And starts talking to her without washing his hands at all. This man is covered with dog pee.
I expect nothing less of Mel Gibson. But it is a disgusting scene.
But I like the idea of Arnie being the cop in that scene. So Arnie walks in. Hey.
Oh, this damn dog.
Hey, Graham. Graham. Oh, Graham.
Hey.
Hey, father.
It's me.
Jesus, it smells like dog piss in here.
Yeah, it probably does.
Why does it smell like dog piss?
I've just been my Alsatian over there, also known as a German Shepherd. I'm a cultured man.
I didn't know that was the name of them as well.
Yeah, I've just...
I'm glad
just,
German Shepherd. Well, I'm Austrian, so...
Okay, well, that's... So you have a bit in common, in a way.
Yeah, but I've never done anything with sheep, so no shepherd relation for me.
Okay. TMI, but anyway, I was just cleaning up a bit of that dog piss.
I can smell it. You've done a terrible job.
Yeah, so.
Hey, you called me over. You said something.
Hold on, I'm
not
going to wash my hands. Just
no,
watch me
no, no time for that. Let's keep talking about the situation. So you called me over. You said there's been someone interfering. You're blaming it on some random boys.
Yeah, yep. I think it's some of them crazy kids from down the road.
Uh-huh.
They've been doing some stuff to my crops.
Yeah,
I'm a corn farmer.
I was in the helicopter earlier and I flew over it to have a look because you said that they had made some.
Well, come
kind
on
of...
out. Let's go have a look now.
Yeah,
hey,
no,
shall
but
we?
I'm telling you, I had the bird's eye view and I was looking down to see what the pattern was.
Yeah, but you just probably don't. You really won't get an idea.
No,
of what
no,
happened.
I did because I was really zoomed out and it said, "This farm smells like dog piss." That's what was written in the maze.
It really said that?
Maybe. It was hard to read.
Come on, let's go outside. Okay. We'll go and have a look at the corn.
Let's have a look at the corn.
Yeah, come on out. That's my kids over there.
Hey, kids.
I'm a father.
What are you doing with that angry-looking dog? All right, whatever. No, but, the dog smells like piss, too. Wow. Okay. And so where did you exactly see the man?
Yeah, so we saw this man. He was kind of like on the roof.
Uh-huh.
I was like, oh, that's... I don't remember there being...
boys will be boys, but go on.
Yeah, I mean, you could excuse it as boys be boys, but
nope.
It just...
you got a weird feeling.
I got a weird feeling about there being a man on my roof who's not approved to be on my roof.
Yeah, okay.
And so me and my brother, Merrill.
The baseball man.
Yeah,
with the nice feet. I've heard all about him. He's good. Very good man.
What is...
It doesn't matter. It's just a little joke in the station. He hits everything, and I hit on those feet. Yeah, show me the clown now. What are you talking?
Anyway, so we ran outside. Didn't have time to put our shoes on.
Oh, okay. All right.
I don't even think Meryl put on
no,
socks.
No, no, go back, tell the story. So you run outside.
No shoes.
No shoes.
Run out into the
corn. Just your dirty feet walking in the mud. crazy.
Yeah, I'm
writing this down. So you went outside, no shoes, no socks.
Meryl didn't have any socks on. I did.
Okay.
Yeah, and then
Meryl had no socks. I'm going to need some for those evidence. But yes, go on. Tell your story.
Okay. Well, Meryl, we'll need some photos of your feet later on.
I've already got enough. It's fine. Yep, go on.
Okay. You came prepared.
Always.
That's great. So then we ran out into the cornfield and we had a look around.
Uh-huh.
And it's just all flat.
Okay.
Something circular has made a pattern on the floor.
Yeah, like a giant's foot. Just crushed it.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
If you want.
Yeah. Can you imagine a giant foot coming down on me? No, I'm in trouble. Save me. Oh, no, I'm drowned. There's a giant foot on me. Oh, it was crazy. Do you have any lemonade? I'm getting hot.
Do you have a partner I could talk to, maybe?
No, just me.
Come on, usually you
guys... Famously, police travel alone.
Are you sure?
Yeah,
I'd
just
love
me.
To talk to someone else.
I bet you would. But no. So anyway, the corn is all flat, and you're angry about it. Who cares? It's just corn. It's fine.
I'm just...
Look around. You got so much corn.
I'm just so lonely.
Yeah, I know. I can tell.
My wife...
Yeah, I know. I was
died.
There. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
I had the parking ticket situation. It was a whole thing.
I'm just really lonely.
Yeah, no, I can tell. Well, it's fine.
I miss her, and I...
Yeah, of course.
I mean, her last words.
Yeah.
You know, she said to me she didn't have sexual relations with that young lady.
Yeah, you better watch out for that.
I still don't know what that means.
Yeah, no one does.
And then you come over here, and you know, you're talking all about feet.
What?
And my
brought
dog,
feet?
My dog peed on the floor.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The feet thing was a distraction for me. Oh, no. Oh, kid, put a stick in it. Oh, he did. Whoopsies.
Oh, my God. My son! He just killed my dog!
Oh, no.
What am I... I mean, he's not going to pee on the ground anymore.
Ooh. All right, well, I'm going to go. I'll take these shoes for evidence. If you have any other things to inquire about, you know my number. It's 000 or 911, depending where we are. good luck.
I gotta say, you're a really unhelpful cop.
Oh, yes. Maybe the worst. But if it's any consolation for you, I will continue to be useless throughout this whole film.
Okay. Maybe I should go see the general in town.
Oh, he's a good mate of mine. Not in those shoes you don't, but... No, there's an idea.
I'm really starting to see a theme with Arnie in this film.
Yeah, me too.
All signs are pointing to a foot fetish as far as I'm concerned.
The label, the front cover is just actually a foot instead of the cross circles. It's a shoe print. Oh, wow.
Yeah. We haven't touched on the alien birthday party scene.
That's a weird one, because it's like on the TV, right? And then you got bloody Phoenix sitting there very mesmerized. At first, he's like hating on the nerds, and then he comes a full nerd himself.
Yeah. Real character arc shift there.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think this was the scene that kind of made everything go, I don't want to say viral back in 2002, but it was the scene that people referred to the most, saying it was the most terrifying.
It kind of was. There was a huge build-up with it.
Yeah, and there's like the children in the way, and then Joaquin is like, "Vamanos, kids, vamanos."
Yeah, he's like speaking Spanish to a TV.
I mean, sometimes you gotta.
That's true.
And then you've got the kids at the party, and then the aliens like at the party, does like a really obvious walkthrough.
Really obvious. Like he knew what he's doing. He's just like, have a little look at this.
Do we need to consider Arnie as the alien at the kids' party?
I don't hate that. So it's kind of almost like I'm imagining the kids are all having we're not going to do the accent. Just want to clarify that one.
I mean, I was weighing it up.
So Arnie's at this birthday party as the alien, hiding in the bushes like a creep. God, we have really painted a bad picture for Arnie in this movie. But you know what? Works work, as they say in Hollywood.
I'm in the bushes.
Okay, honey, how are we all doing today? Are we having a good time?
Yeah, it's not good. Okay. It's not good.
I think this might
okay, be... honey, bring out the cake and make sure the pinata's all set up. Here we go, kids. Everyone having a good time? You having a good time, Lauren?
Surprise!
Oh, my God!
It's me, the Hyde Entertainment.
Oh, my God! What is this? Oh. Ah, kids, get inside! Get inside!
What are you doing? You asked me to come here. I'm the Hyde Entertainment.
Oh, my God! What are you?
I'm technically an alien,
uh-huh.
But I'm actually just in a suit. I'm a performer.
Oh, did my husband set this up?
Yeah, he did. He paid me cash.
Oh, kids, get back outside. Get back outside.
Yeah, and the children, gather around. It's
me. What are you meant to be?
I'm an alien.
Uh-huh.
An alien from an outside force.
Oh,
a different world.
Scary, kids. Yeah. Scary.
Yeah. Who wants a photo?
Oh, yeah. Who wants a photo, kids?
Yeah,
Don't be scared. Why are the animals barking? Okay. They'll smell like piss. All right. Anyway. Weird. Anyway. Who wants a photo with the alien?
Yeah. I do tricks, too. I do a couple of tricks.
Okay. What tricks do you do?
Oh, this is juggling. You ready?
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. Wow. Round of applause, kids. Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
What else do you do?
That's about it, really.
Okay.
I don't do a huge amount. It's more
sorry,
just the,
sorry.
The
once,
alien
kids, one
suit.
Second. I just need to talk to the alien friend. One second, kids. Go inside for a second.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, did my husband set this up?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, Craig.
You're not very good.
What do you mean?
Like, I mean,
this is my job. That's what I do.
I specifically asked for a clown.
You wanted a clown?
And you're an alien thing.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know. You look weird.
I mean, it's a kid's party.
Yeah, but you're camouflaged.
It could be what
my kid doesn't like aliens.
What
my
is
kids
your kid
like clowns.
What does your kid like?
Clowns. Clowns.
Okay.
Not a weird alien look at your arm. It's the same color as the tablecloth now. You're like a chameleon.
Yeah, I know. It's a cool
thing. I don't know
it's
how you're
cool
doing
feature
that.
I've got.
Yeah, but what? Can you turn yourself into a clown?
I mean, I can try.
My kid's really into clowns.
Okay, so they're like a clown.
Yeah. Did my husband said,
he did set
you,
this up.
Because I don't want to pay you.
No, he already paid me.
Uh-huh.
He paid me cash.
Well, I don't know. These kids, do they look entertained to you? Well,
they look pretty, I mean, they're children. Children are entertained by anything.
No,
give
that's
them a,
not true.
I
that's
could
not
give
true.
Them a, I got boxes in the
my
back of my car.
My daughter only turns 8 once. I'm
She's
just
eight.
Saying. She's
okay.
8. She loves clowns.
Okay, well, I mean, how about, I can't really do a huge amount of clown things, but I could do some other stuff.
Like what alien things have you got? You just juggle?
I mean, I juggle. I mean, I came here in a flying saucer.
Cool. Do you have the flying saucer?
I do.
Well, get the flying saucer.
I got the flying saucer. Do kids want to go for a ride in the flying saucer?
Oh, no, I'm not letting anyone go near you alone. Absolutely
what do you
not.
Mean?
No, I mean, there's a kid's party. We've got cake to eat in a sec. Do you want a glass of water?
No. I couldn't possibly have water.
It's hot out. It's very hot out.
I know. It's
but you
all
know, right. Let me just pour you a glass of water.
No.
Oh, my God. Kids, get inside. And someone get a video camera and film this.
I'm dying. Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, water is my weakness.
Oh, my God.
Oh, but I do get regenerated by feet.
And then, meanwhile, Phoenix is watching this going like, Vaminos! Vaminos!
Children, Vaminos!
Vaminos. All right. I feel like there's one more scene we need to touch on.
Hit me.
The end scene. So it's the confrontation. It's right at the end. It's Mel Gibson. You know, they hear in the convenient radio message that the whole thing's over.
Yep.
It appears the whole thing's over. They find a whole lot of people died from, like, poisonous gas from the aliens before they all, you know... Vominos. And then we see the last alien is in their kitchen holding his son.
And the alien's missing fingers, might add.
It's because Mel Gibson cut him off, right?
Yeah, so this alien's kind of got like a bit of vendetta going.
Yeah, he's like, you cut my fingers off, I kill your son. You know the rules, tit for tat. He's like, I don't think that's even.
It's a fair trade.
I don't know. I really love those fingers like children. Well, okay, that's fair then. So he's holding the kid, and the kid's like having an asthmatic attack, as you do when an alien's... I don't have asthma, but if an alien's holding me, I'm probably going to have an asthma attack.
Oh, definitely.
And it's that moment where Mel Gibson starts putting it all together. However,
mm-hmm.
In this scenario, Mel Gibson is Arnie.
Okay.
And Arnie is putting it all together. Oh, no. Hey, everybody be chill. Hey, everybody cool down. Hey,
Graham, it's me, your brother.
Hey, calm.
Meryl.
Everybody stop. Stop moving.
What do you mean?
Stop moving. Look at the reflection in the TV.
There's nothing there.
It's an alien. Look at him, he's holding...
Oh, I love this show.
No.
Happy Days.
That's not on the TV. Turn the TV off. This is
sorry.
A Mark and Mindy.
Okay.
Come on. Hey, alien fellow. The war's over, man.
There's nothing to see here.
I want your kid.
Oh, no. It speaks, I think, English. I don't speak Spanish, if that's what you were speaking.
No, that was definitely English.
Okay, it's hard to hear with the accent. I just want to know what you're doing with my son.
I want to kill him.
Why?
Because you stole my fingers.
I didn't steal them. They're still there in the pantry. I have no use for fingies.
I had use for fingies.
That's fair. That's very fair. Look, it was an accident. I was scared. I had a big knife. You kind of like scared the crap out of me when you ran out of the pantry. I was like, oh my God. And then I accidentally cut your fingers off. It was an accident. Please do not kill my son. I lost my wife already and I've only got the kids.
Tell me about your wife.
Excuse me for a moment. I'm having a flashback to my wife.
Okay.
Dying next to the car.
Okay, this should be good.
I did not have sexual relations with that young lady.
That's it. One of us need to deny our sexual relations. And also, we should probably throw a lot of water at this guy.
That was a pretty weird flashback, if I'm honest with you.
It didn't feel...
I don't fully understand.
Everything has a meaning.
Kalken,
throw water at him now!
I was the one who was having sexual relations this whole time.
I knew it! That was a much better movie and a much better ending. Or not.
Nonetheless, I believe we have ascertained that indeed, in M. Night Shyamalan's Signs, we can add Arnie.
I agree. We made the movie better. Can we add Arnie? The answer, of course, is always yes. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. If you'd like to support what we do, you can join the Patreon like a few people already have. We love your support. If you want to be in that, I'll tell you what, plenty of good reasons. We're going to be uploading some videos up there as well, some stuff that you don't normally get to see, including maybe some of the longer videos.
Exclusive content.
So you can get all that on the Patreon, of course. Thank you so much for listening. We're going to get out of here, and we got a Taylor Swift.
No.
I'm very disappointed.
We are not going to Taylor Swift.
God damn it.